Good morning. Good morning, Reis.
Hello. Good morning.
So today, Renu, we have a special guest.
Yes, this is Heiss. He's working with the fundraising cell. That's Taranti himself and who else?
Marika.
And Marika. And excellent, excellent. And what have you guys been doing so far? Tell us a little bit about what's happening, what's going on, what are your hopes, aspirations, etc.
Sure, sure. So our hopes and aspirations is to bring abundance to Oroville and help people who have exciting projects get the support they need to manifest those projects. We are going there little by little by first getting to know who's out there, who's doing, you know, cool projects. We don't really have any formal structure. We're an ad hoc group of people who have experience in fundraising and working with donors.
Heiss, you also work with Tamil Nadu Unlimited, which does something similar like that?
Totally, yeah. So my intention is not only to raise funds for projects that are happening inside of Oroville, but also for, you know, projects that fall under Village Action Outreach. Some of the projects that we're supporting with Unlimited Tamil Nadu are also coming to our support sessions for fundraising. So, for example, we have one group working with the gypsy kids that live on the dump in Pondi. We have another group that is working with intellectually disabled people of Milam. And so these are, you know, in our Oroville bioregion, and they're also tapping into our support.
Okay, and that's Tamil Nadu Unlimited. The fundraising cell is a little bit different and more focused on Oroville and its immediate bioregion. Is that what am I to understand, or not particularly?
So it hasn't really taken a very solid shape yet. But what we're doing now is learning a lot about different types of fundraising. So certain donors are really excited about Oroville, and, you know, that money will come and will just be dedicated for Oroville. Other types of donors, you know, are excited about stuff that happens in rural Tamil Nadu, so, you know, rural projects qualify for that. So basically what we're trying to do is get a sense of what are the projects out there and what are the kind of income sources or, you know, fund sources out there, and eventually we want to get better at matching both, so that, you know, we have a happy project holder and a happy donor.
What about monitoring?
Yeah, so that to make a happy donor, you need to have
a lot of
accountability and transparency. So what we intend to do is not just help people raise the money, but also help them be more accountable and help them in reporting. And because this is a lot of work, we foresee a pool of supporters to help us with this. So, for example, you know, sometimes we get photographers that come, and we can say, here are a list of projects. You know, if you can take pictures of what's happening on the ground, we can share those with donors. So we want to do three different things, really. One is research about projects and donors. We want to build a database that we can then search if you have an education project or a water project.
Personal project.
So a donor database that can be searched. The next thing we want to do is to help project holders or initiators to make a really good proposal. It has to be well thought out and clear and convincing. And then the third is donor relationship management. So the monitoring would come under that.
And maybe the Oroville Radio can play also a role in the sense of maybe we can update your work monthly, send it to the AVIs, and also maybe some part of the reporting and monitoring can also be done by this media. So that
totally, yeah,
we would be happy
brilliant.
To. We would be happy to assist you.
Are you working with the project coordination group?
Yeah. Actually, we're meeting with them because the fundraising landscape is undergoing a shuffle right now. The FEMC has asked for inputs from the PCG on how to frame a new policy. There was a fundraising cell and it's closed. So now there's an opportunity to basically redesign the fundraising landscape, and we intend to work closely with PCG.
Okay.
But right now PCG is mainly catering to two donors, no? Stichting Desire and what they call the Federation
World
Education Foundation. Yeah, exactly. And there are another 500 potential donors out there.
And it is for micro project often, huh?
Yeah.
$3,000, $4,000, something
right.
like that.
Yeah? Yeah, yeah. So we hope to basically expand this ecosystem.
So here's my question. In Orville, there are a lot of projects. How do you guys categorize or prioritize them?
So people who come forward and, you know, convince us with their charm and professional commitment. That is our currency right now.
Okay, so when one looks at the overarching amount, say all say about 10 people have convinced you with their charm, etc. Then, based on those 10 projects, one might be more. Then how do you decide, or does it just depend on where the money comes in?
Yeah, so we're not really a democratic prioritization body that says this is more important than that. We're basically a matchmaking organization. So we will help you find a match. If somebody wants to fund your project, even though we think it's not the most important project, we're still happy to make that match. Because then we have a happy project holder and a happy donor. But of course, if we are excited, like for example right now, there's Taranti is in the asbestos removal and remediation mode, because we realize this is really important, and the more we dig into it, the more buildings we see that are covered in asbestos. So we'll put more efforts into things that we believe in, obviously.
Yeah, because there is a two approach about the project order. No, there is the guy that is an artist who has his own project. He want to, for example, where you want to, you have a project of video, no? And you ask micro project. So I understand that we can give freedom to use all the new crowdfunding technique. There is no priority. Your priority is your project often, no? So I understand that we can have a kind of help. To help everybody to have from a teenager wants, but the difficulty now is about it's the challenge that we will need to find is the collective project. For example, when you have the problem of asbestos, is good for that. You will have soon the problem to shift all ABRI, also tree service in different statute to find money for that, for the service area. So when there is like that, some evident public project, there we have a problem of to give priority in order to make an to reharmonize and make an equilibrium between the development of OV, because we can see that people that are able to write project, they can have immediately some money specified and to build some project, and we forgot other services that they are basic for X reasons. So my question will be, it will be interesting to that with maybe the residence assembly, or maybe with the AV council, with other services, the RIS, to see how we can help all the service to finance service that they need money.
Actually, I want to interrupt because I think the need for prioritization comes more when there's only a single source of funding and then we're trying to divide the pie. Mm. This is a little bit different. This is just whatever projects there are, whoever matches it, and it's more like that. I agree with you in terms of development. It's silly to have a fantastic art gallery if we have no water.
Yeah, something like that. Mm. If the community, say for example, water issue is important.
So I think what's really interesting, if you have something which emerges as a priority from the community, then you can build on the momentum, right? If more and more people realize, wow, this is really important, say for example water, we could mobilize the artists in Oroville, we could mobilize everybody's individual connections. And that will be something that we could maybe one or two such campaigns we can do as a community. still there you would need a project holder or a project holding team that really drives it. So for us, what we see as our role is to support that team in that has the energy and that it has the passion to become more successful. But I think these kind of collective projects are really cool because you can use all different types of fundraising. You could do crowdfunding, you could do corporate, you know, social responsibility, you could bring in grants, you could, you know, talk with high net worth individuals. I think there's a lot of scope for that. I think in terms of where we come in and have an influence on the project is if we see there are four people doing something very similar, then we will say, hey, did you talk to the other three people? And maybe, you know, learn about collaboration a bit more. You know, it's often more difficult to collaborate. I think it's important not to be very romantic about collaboration. But yeah, there's also certain projects, especially if they're about collective resources or services, that it makes more sense to do them
together.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. So we will help with that. You know, when we're talking about the second stage of helping people get a clear project, if it's a collective project, it needs to, you know, have some collaboration aspect, and hopefully we can facilitate that as well.
That's great.
Oh, ben, voilà, super.
Other questions?
No, it's okay for today. It's okay. Another question?
So far, have you brought any money in for anything, or you're still on the setup mode?
Have we brought in any money in?
I see some 9,000 rupees have come in for the asbestos, so something's happened.
Yes. So I wouldn't really say that it's got anything to do with us. Oh, there was actually, we did, one day there was a crowdfunding a special day with matching funds on Global Giving. There's a Global Giving is a portal for crowdfunding. And we posted it on Aronet and we got 1,000 rupees.
So the more important now, if I understood, that you need to build your team. You need also to have some maintenance.
To identify the donors.
No, they need to have to be recognized, to have a maintenance, because it's a long-term job. We hope that you will help a lot of people, so you need to be to have support from the community.
Yeah, it's actually a service.
It's creating a service
to help funnel money in.
Okay, we will go more in detail next time.
Maybe the Lavenir Doraville was saying that they needed somebody for fundraising, so maybe they can send over the maintenance and you can do for all of Doraville.
Sounds good to us.
Anything else you'd like to share, guys?
Every Wednesday morning from 9 till 12, we meet at the first floor of Upasana. And anybody who's got a project that they feel needs help with fundraising is welcome to come over there. And we're calling it like a fundraising self-help group. So you know, as more and more people join, we'll figure out what's a good structure. But basically what we intend to do is to build a resource center with, say, lists of donors, lists of trainings, useful materials, and start, you know, by bringing like-minded people together. So
excellent.
Wednesday morning is the day.
Great. So Wednesday morning on top of Upasana, anybody who has a great project, go there. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.